welcome back. Yeah, you can. You're so subdued. I'm going to need you. I'm going to need some help today. Come on. Yeah, all right, thanks. So, listen, again, welcome back. It's great to be here. Maybe that's just for me, but it's great to be here. I'm glad you're here. I really am. Thank you for taking the time to be here today, and so we appreciate you being here. What I'd like you to do, I want to get you involved without, you know, making you too uncomfortable. We have an overflow room set up in the back, and I don't think there's anybody back there right now. That's just, you know, in case as more and more people come, and it's really nice set up there, but we don't have it set up for right now, but what we do have is we do have a camera, you know, videoing it right now, and he's also recording, right, Sean? All right, so what I want you to do, you're going to be on the website. So I want you to turn, unless you're not sure people should know you're here. I mean, if you're like, I don't want people to know I'm here. So could you just turn at the camera and just wave? Don't stand up, just wave. Yeah, wave at the camera. You can even say hi. Hi. Hey, do this for me. Say, on the count of three, wave and say, we miss you. Yeah, thank you. See, I want them to feel, you know, like they're welcome to come back, because this will be on the website. Some of you are like, I'm so excited. I've never been to the website ever. Some of you are thinking, I'm going to go now. That's a shame, but that's all right. So thank you for being here. It's so good to be back. I was thinking about the idea of being back at something and finally kind of a day arriving, and I was thinking about for kids. When I was a kid, one of those days that kind of really was something that I was really looking forward to was Christmas. I couldn't wait for Christmas to arrive. Now, some of you, maybe that was when you were a kid, but now that your parents are like, uh-uh. I'm like, can't wait for that thing to go away. Or your birthday, depending on your birthday. Some of you are like, I'm done with birthdays. But there was a time when you had a certain birthday that you were looked forward to. Maybe it was 13 or 16, or maybe there was a big celebration, or 18 or 21 or 70. Okay, so you had these big birthdays, and so and you're looking forward to the day coming, and it's finally here. Or maybe you've had a vacation planned, a spot that you always wanted to go to, and you're just crossing off the time on the calendar before you get to go, and now you're finally here. Now, for me, I know it's weird, but for me, that was today. Today is my birthday, Christmas, and the best vacation ever all rolled up into today. Regather Sunday. It has been a long time coming, folks. 10 weeks, 2.5 months since the last time we met in here for church. That's a long time. And the question that I wrestled with just for a moment was, what do you say on Regather Sunday? What do you say on the first Sunday back? Well, you could speak about politics and policies and protocol, and I guess that may be for a different time or another place, but not today. Not today. Today's not about politics or policies or protocol. It's about right here, right now in the house of the Lord. That's what today's all about. That's what we're going to be talking about. And listen, I'm excited about this, and I want to direct you this morning to some very powerful words of King David, as he speaks about his excitement about going into the house of the Lord and what that meant to him. And as we see these words, especially in their historical context, they should challenge us and encourage us this morning as we celebrate together. So take your Bibles with me, if you would, to Psalm 122, and you will not be able to access the Pew Bible, but Psalm 122 is where I'd like you to turn as we look at some powerful words of King David. As you're turning to Psalm 122, if you have some kids with you and you want to help them find that, or if maybe they're good at finding those kings, that's great. That'd be awesome. We're so glad to have some kids in the service with us. And I've made it just a goal of mine to be much more patient. So not with you adults, so you have to behave yourself. But the kids, so I'm going to cut them a little bit more slack. Okay, so Psalm 122. And some of you have headings in your Bible. And underneath Psalm 122, you will notice that it says a song of ascent, a song of ascent. And these psalms that are called ascents are really songs. They're songs written by the psalmist, and in this case, David. And these songs of ascent were meant for the people of Israel to sing on their way to Jerusalem, on their way to prepare to worship God. So that's what Psalm 122 is all about. And so David starts this song this way in verse number 1. Here's what he says. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Come on. You're like, if that verse wasn't in the Bible, I would have written an addendum here. That was just awesome. So this is how David starts this particular psalm. And in this opening verse, we immediately get a sense of David's feelings about the house of the Lord. I want you to notice the first two words of this verse is, I rejoiced. I rejoiced. And in the Hebrew, the word rejoice means this. And maybe you want to write it down in the little space I left for you in your sermon guide. It means happiness, gladness, joy, to take pleasure. So David says, I was happy. I was glad. I was joyful. I took great pleasure when people said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced in this. And you can sense, I can sense David's enthusiasm and excitement about going to the house of the Lord. Now, I know you feel like that's the way for me all the time, and it usually is, but it's ramped up a little bit more now. I'm excited about being here. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm taking joy in being here. It gives me great pleasure to be here with you. I love the fact, I was talking to somebody last week, somebody from our church, and I was asking them if they had some questions about reopening, and I told them, ask them if they got the letter about regathering, yes. And when I said, yeah, did you get the letter about regathering, the person actually started to giggle on the phone, like a woohoo, like wow. They were excited. They were rejoicing. And so we get an idea of David's excitement here. So if he starts the psalm by saying, I rejoiced, there has to be reasons for his gladness. So what brought this gladness on as it relates to David coming into the house of the Lord? What brought so much joy and gladness to him as it relates to him visiting God's place? Well, I think there are three things in this verse that just really excite me about reasons why David was glad to go to the house of the Lord and why we should be glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Here's the first thing. He is glad because of the people of God. The people of God. You say, where do you see that, Pastor Jay? Well, thanks for asking. I've been waiting so long to say that again. In your verse that we're looking at, it says, I rejoiced with those who said to me. Notice he's talking to a group of people and he's talking about himself. So he's glad because of the people of God. When David thinks about the house of the Lord, he has in mind the community of God's people and his individual involvement as well. So this morning wasn't just about me being excited about coming. I was excited about coming, but I was excited that some of you were coming as well. And for most of you, about 97.3%, I can see excitement. Some of you are not sure. But I'm glad you're here. And both of these things, the community and the individual, made David glad. He finds joy in coming to the house of the Lord, and he finds joy in others that come with him. And don't miss it in this verse. He pictures the individual coming, which is himself, and he pictures the group coming, and this invitation that's being extended. I rejoice when they said to me, the invitation, that's not the only thing that brought him joy. You know what brought him full joy? Was the invitation and then the acceptance. We invited you back to regather. I was going to be here no matter how many of you showed up. But I'm glad that some of you came because together I rejoiced when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. The people of God is what it's all about. It brings me joy and gladness to be back in the house of the Lord and to have you here with me. Now, I know it's been said, and I'm just going to disagree a little bit. It's not a political statement at all. But I know it's been said, you know, out in, you know, different websites on churches and things that are being out there. And I know it's meant to encourage people, but here's been what's been out there last maybe 10 weeks. Well, the church has never been closed. And I get that. But folks, in reality, the last 10 weeks, we have been closed. Okay, we still care about you. We've been praying for you, thinking about you. And I know you've been thinking and caring for each other, but technically, we were closed. I mean, you know, here's the church, here's the steeple. Uh-oh, can't open and find the people. But today, you know what? Here's the church, here's the steeple, open up, here's the people. Wait, I know the kids are like, come on, ready? Here's the church, here's the steeple. Some of you are like, you haven't done this in a long time. You know who reminded me of this illustration? My lovely wife. So she's like, yeah, you should do that steeple thing. I'm like, I got to get this right. I haven't done it in a long time. But we were closed, folks. We still had the steeple, but they were, but now, this deeper into people. We're grateful to be back. Why was David glad? Because of the people of God. That's why I'm glad. There's a movie from several decades ago that has a line in it that's been often repeated. It's actually a pretty famous quote. The movie is The Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams. And here's the quote. If you build it, they will... What? If you build it? If you open it, they will come. It's not a prophecy, it's just a statement. And some people may say, why are you open? And we sent you some rationale that you should be using. And if for some reason you go out today and there's somebody with a news truck, be nice. But I don't imagine that's going to be the case. But maybe somebody will ask you. But why open? Well, based on Psalm 122 and verse 1, we are not open because of politics. We are open because of people. That's why. People. That's what makes me glad. I'm not here to make a statement. I'm here to spend time with God's people because there's something special, unique, and listen, essential about God's people gathering together. Why do we spend so much time talking about regathering and cleaning and process and all these things? Why do we take all that time? People. Why will we continue to care for those who join us and care for those who are unable to join us at this time? Why will we do this? People. That's why. Why did we choose today to regather? Because it was time for people. What made the house of the Lord a happy place for David and for us? You can say it. People! It really is. You are our people. Take this the right way. You are my people. Say it to each other. You are my people. Say it right now. Say it to somebody next to you. You are my people. Turn around and say it to somebody 6 feet away. You are my people. I told you it was going to be a little bit different. On the care. Now don't move. See, Sean is going to digitally enhance the recording so everybody's 6 feet. So I'm just saying. Just kidding. Wait, that's being recorded, what I just said. That's terrible. Let me make a couple comments about the people of God. A couple comments. Number one, the house of the Lord, which for David was, the tabernacle and then eventually the temple. For us, it's here right now. The house of the Lord is where God's people both individually and corporately belong. Amen to that? The house of the Lord is where God's people belong. Now, I am not saying that because I am trying to make anybody feel guilty. I'm not. And let me explain it this way. I'm a member of a gym. It's called Planet Fitness. Hopefully it'll still be in business when this all comes in. But one of the things that's one of the hallmarks or models of Planet Fitness when you go in is on the wall, all over the place, in different walls, they have this phrase, no judgment zone. It's the no judgment zone. So you can work out and not be judged how many push-ups you did or didn't do. So we operate, we are opening up with the no judgment zone, which means some people should be waiting. Some people should be waiting to return, and I get it. Some people need to wait. Some are not quite ready. And you know what? That's okay. All we're saying is when the time comes and you're ready to return, we are here because of the people of God. That's why we're here. And we want you to hear, and we will embrace you, and you belong here. Yes? That's what it's all about. We're ready and glad. Here's the second statement about the people of God. Being in the house of the Lord should bring gladness, not fear. You can ask any of the leadership team that we have, our deacons. Again, we spent hours talking about this stuff and even over emails and everything. We're taking the safety seriously, and we're going to be kind of updating and meeting on a regular basis. We're meeting again next week. We take it very seriously. We care about your health. We want to be a light in the community in more ways than just spiritually. We understand it. But understanding this, when we come to gather here as the people of God, I come in gladness. I don't come in fear. And we don't want you to come in fear. We want you to come in gladness, worshiping God. That's why they came. They were so glad. Awesome. So if someone says, you went to church today? How'd it feel? I'm not trying to lead the witness. But maybe you should say, I was glad. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Weren't you afraid? No, not really. I was glad. And you can be glad with a mask on or with a mask off. But we're gonna have protocol. Listen, I'm not here to debate those kind of things with you. I can talk to you offline. But listen, this is a place of gladness, not a place of fear. And we love that you're here. So David rejoiced because of the people of God. He also rejoiced because of the place of God, the actual place. I didn't want you to have to go too far today, so if you're still in your Bibles, we're still in that first verse. That's all we're staying with today. So it says, I rejoiced with those who said to me, that's the people of God, let us go to the, what's the next word? House of the Lord. David rejoiced because of the actual place of God. David's joy was not just connected to people, but to an actual place. Here's where the historical context comes in. It's very, very interesting. When Psalm 122 was written, Jerusalem was in its early stages as the center of Jewish worship. It hadn't been quite developed yet. They were still conquering areas. And actually, Psalm 122 was probably written, you know, shortly after Jerusalem was conquered and created as the center of worship. So when David writes Psalm 122, the tabernacle is what's located in Jerusalem at that time. And the word tabernacle actually means dwelling place or house. It was a physical place. And so this is what was there. So the people came to Jerusalem because the temple was there, the Ark of the Covenant was there, and the altar of incense and sacrifice was there. You know what those things all are in their essence? They're all physical entities. So the people rejoiced because when they went to Jerusalem, they saw the actual tabernacle. They saw they heard about the Ark of the Covenant. They couldn't see it, okay? And the altar of sacrifice. There were physical entities there. That's what made them glad. This was the house of the Lord. So David, this is so interesting. David wrote, let us go to the house of the Lord, about what Jerusalem was and what it was going to become. And both those things made him glad. See, David knew that during his lifetime, there would never be a temple. The temple was not built during David's lifetime, but he helped to plan it, and he helped to be, he was like the architect behind it. But his son Solomon built it. But David was excited because he knew what was coming. I love the fact that this verse tells us that David was excited about the place of God because he knew that eventually it would go from the tabernacle to the temple. Upgrade? Oh, yeah. Tabernacle to temple. But he was excited about the actual physical place, folks. I'm excited to be here. A couple comments about the place of God. Ready? Our church isn't exclusively a building. This is another one of those phrases that was out on websites. You know, the church is not a building. I get it. Our church isn't exclusively a building, but we value the one we meet in. Okay? At least for us. I know other Christians around the world, sometimes they have to meet underground or meet in the forest, and God bless them for that. But, you know, in the United States, we have the opportunity here. So this is our place. A physical place. And so I realize that the church is more than just the building, but hey, I value the one we're in. I absolutely do. Even before the virus and before online church kind of exploded, even before all that this happened, I would occasionally run into or interact with I call self-described Christians who said they would never, ever visit a local physical church. They were done with church. I would talk to them. And they felt like Dr. Stanley was good enough. And that was kind of their rationale, whether it was Dr. Stanley or somebody else. But they're like, I'm not going to a local church. But I'm here to tell you, David rejoiced because of the tabernacle. I'm rejoicing because the local church is a place in the Bible, commended and recommended and endorsed by God. Yes? The place is important. Listen, I've been to other churches. I don't get to a lot of other churches. I don't. You would have think over 10 weeks I'd be able to visit others, but I didn't. I was in my basement, but I was wearing the right things. Just kidding. I've been to other churches. I've been to bigger churches. I've been to smaller churches. I've been to newer churches. I've been to older churches. And there's a lot of wonderful churches in the United States. But there's only one Bible Baptist Church of Sodus. You are my people, And this is our place. Our physical place. And I'm glad to be back. Listen, technology has its place. I am thankful for it. I'm thankful for my friend Sean, who over the past several weeks came in on a weekly basis and recorded the sermons, made me look a lot better than I normally would if I did it myself. Thank you, Sean, for that. But we both agreed that technology is not intended to replace the place. That's just me. It has a place, but it's not intended to replace the place. Here's why. We've spent a lot of time cleaning and prepping. Why would we do all this? Because of the place. We clean the place. Plus, I'm here to tell you, you can't really clean the online church. There's a place. 10 weeks. 10 weeks speaking to an empty room. Sorry, Sean. Sean was in there, basically an empty room. 10 weeks preaching to an empty room. I did not get used to it. Place. 10 weeks coming to church, on and off, basically empty. That's not why this building was built. I am glad we went to the house of the Lord, the physical place. Listen to this. The place needs the people, and the people need the place. The place needs the people, and the people need the place. I'm just going, you get it. The place needs the people and the people. Here's the second comment about the place of God. What we are experiencing now in church, listen to me, will normalize over time. And I love the example that's given to me back in Psalm 122, tabernacle to temple. Here's what I mean. The people in David's day were excited and glad about going to the house of the Lord, but it was the tabernacle. But they knew it was just for a time, and eventually there would be a temple. And when the temple came, man, it blew them away. The temple blew them away. I would say, listen, we are in our tabernacle process. We scaled back, and we're kind of working our way. We won't be in the tabernacle indefinitely. No, that's the wrong statement. We won't be in it definitely. We won't be in it forever. Thank you very much. Thanks, Sean. You're going to have to edit that. Okay, we're not going to be in the tabernacle forever. We're going to move back to some normalcy. Time frame, I'm not exactly sure. But you know, I'm glad that we're going to move from tabernacle to temple because of the place, and that's okay. And so what should you do in the meantime? You should pray for our leadership as we talk about what the phases will be for us to move back into more normal aspects of church. Pray for us. We need wisdom. It's not just an easy decision. And I would say this to you, when we're talking about the place of God, please do this for me. As you leave and interact with other people that might be thinking about coming back, you need to be grateful for where we are right now. So I know there could be a lot you could complain about, but don't be grateful for where we are, please. Be patient about where we'd like to be, okay? Be patient, and then show kindness along the way. That would be great. Because it's about the people of God, and it is about the place of God. I know you're like, well, we got like movie things over there and people coming in a lane and everything. Yeah, that's where the place of God is right now. But we'll move to different things. It's okay, right? Well, it has to be, okay? So, one final thing. David rejoiced because of the people of God and the place of God and then the presence of God. The presence of God. Again, one verse. I rejoice with those who said to me, the people of God, let us go into the house, the place of God, of the, what? Lord, the presence of God. The Hebrew word for Lord here is Yahweh or Jehovah. You might want to write that down, Yahweh or Jehovah. It's the proper name of God. David's like, I rejoice not only to go to the physical place of God, but also to experience the presence of Yahweh, the presence of Jehovah. Now, I know from other things that David wrote that he knew that God, Yahweh, Jehovah, could not be contained in a building. And we're not saying that. But what David is saying was, I'm glad when I get to go into the house of Jehovah because it's there where I focus my thoughts and my prayers. And I get to worship with others. And I get to hear the scriptures, even the Hebrew scriptures, and interact with God's people. I rejoice in sensing the presence of God. That's what made David excited. That's what made David glad. It was the place where he would experience most powerfully the presence of God. And I'm not saying this is the only place you can experience it, but it's one of the best places. One writer put it this way: the house of Jehovah was supreme in importance back then because it was the house of Yahweh. Jehovah, the God of grace, is the one whom around people would gather. So as we come together, we experience the presence of God. I consider the church, the house of the Lord, to be the God-ordained place where he wants us to experience the presence of God. You know, listen, not everybody is glad when they come into the house of the Lord, even before this. Not everybody experienced the presence of God. Sometimes it's because they don't come at all or they don't come enough. Sometimes we don't experience the presence of God because we come for the wrong reasons. But when we come with hearts and minds open to the presence of God, I strongly believe with all my heart that here in our church, you will find the presence of God and experience it. For New Testament believers, it's through worship. It's through God's word. It's through teaching. It's through fellowship. It's through caring. It's through serving. It's through praying for each other, even, you know, offline, those kind of things. You're experiencing the presence of God. And time after time after time, over the many years I've been here, I have sensed the presence of God in my own life, right here, as I am right now. And when I feel that, I honor God, and I have to tell you, I'm glad. I'm glad because I feel the presence of God. I want to give you one comment about the presence of God. Experiencing the house of the Lord is a glad thing when it's a God thing and not a me thing. Experiencing the house of the Lord is a glad thing. Well, Pastor Jay, I don't always experience the presence of God. I'm not always glad when I come in. Well, maybe it's because you're making it too much a me thing and not a God thing. How do I know if I'm making it a God thing? Well, why don't you come into church ready to worship? What I mean by that is don't stay up till 4 a.m. playing a video game and expecting it to be a God thing. Come to church like, I am ready. Everybody in the car, let's go. Come in, oh, what are they going to talk about today? What if he's going to sing three songs? Oh, three songs. I wish you'd just do two songs. How long is the service going to go? That's a me thing. God, I don't care if the service is 3 hours long. I am coming. I'm here to worship. I'm here to hear your word. I'm here to wave at people. I know I can't hug. I'm going to put my hands behind my back, but I'm going to be happy because it's a God thing and not a me thing. And when you have it a God thing and not a me thing, guess what it becomes? A glad thing. So there should be no grumbling, rumbling as you go out to your parking, your cars today. I can't believe he's making us go out that one-way exit. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. I want to end this way. We're going to sing a song in just a moment. But what I want you to do is, I want you to, go ahead, Rick, you can go to the next slide. I want us to say this together. We're going to say it together twice, because first time it's like a warm-up. I want you to say it together. But I want you to say it loud enough, or maybe the people that will hear it on the video will be able to hear it. Okay, so let's say this together. We're just going to say the reference verse and then the verse right from the screen. You with me? All right, here we go. Psalm 122, 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. All right, let's do that one more time, a little bit louder. Ready? Psalm 122, verse. Let I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. David rejoiced because of the people of God, the place of God, and the presence of God. It's almost like it's time to raise a hallelujah. Time to raise a hallelujah? Thank you for saying that. You're going to stand. We're going to raise a hallelujah.
I raise the hallelujah.
Seated.